Max Beckmann based the imagery in this triptych on his childhood dreams and memories. In its combination of the nightmarish and the quotidian, it reflects the aesthetic goal that Beckmann set for himself. As he wrote, "My heart beats more for a raw, average, vulgar art, which doesn't live between sleepy fairy tale moods and poetry, but rather concedes a direct entrance to the fearful, commonplace, splendid, and the average grotesque banality in life." Beckmann painted beginning in the last year of his life, the end of a productive and varied career. After witnessing the horrors of World War I, he painted contemporary allegories and portraits in a cool, realist style similar to that of the New Objectivity or Neue Sachlichkeit artists. Then, from the late 1920s on, he used increasingly expressionistic brushstrokes and a brighter palette. The overall mood of these paintings, however, remained dark. Beckmann painted beginning 4 years after the end of World War II. During the early years of the Nazi regime, his modernist approach had been denigrated as degenerate art, and he consequently lost his university position. Determined to leave the country, he spent 10 years in Amsterdam before emigrating in 1947 to the United States, where this painting was made.